1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Talking gross things that you do with your partner.
Yeah, things that are so lovely because you are very much in love, but also just disgusting to the rest of the public. The reason we're chatting about this is that some footage has come out of a couple sitting on a train and the woman is just cutting the man's toenails for him because they're in love.
And everyone's got very sidetracked by the fact that there's toenails being cut on a train.
No.
But the thing that you and I could not stop obsessing over is that this couple was so close.
Yeah.
That she was cutting his toenails.
And I love that so much. So we wanted to know, what gross things do you do with your partner?
Now, Vez from Anonymous, doesn't want to say where she's from this morning. What gross thing are you doing with your partner?
Well, my husband, I've got really dry, cracked feet.
Oh.
And he pretty much the entirety of my pregnancies and our life together has scraped my feet for me.
I love
Bez, when you started the story, I thought, oh, she's going moisturising, which is not too bad,
yeah.
But scraping the dead, crusty skin.
It's pretty bad. I feel sorry for him. He loves me a lot, though. So.
What do you do with the dry, crusty skin that comes off your
What
foot?
Do you want it?
Well, no. I've got a collection. I'm just wondering, like, do
we
you clean that up?
Just,
do you vacuum it? Like, are you doing this outside or inside?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Inside, yes. I ask him and he always delivers.
I love that.
How does he scrape it off?
With, like, a foot scraper.
Yeah.
But we've done all sorts. He's even, like, made ones from his drill bit and, like, put it with sandpaper.
What a man. What an absolute champion this bloke is.
Oh, gosh.
Loves me. Don't judge.
No.
I love that. And would you do it for him if he asked you to?
Yeah, for sure.
How long have you guys been together?
Squeeze his pimple, face pimples and everything.
Yeah, that's good.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together 10 years at the end of this year.
Oh, well, congratulations. And it sounds like you're going to be together
forever. Yeah, you're going to have another 10 healthy years ahead of you.
Would you do this on a train?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, that's okay. Where we draw the line.
And that's the correct answer. Thank you very much, Vez.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit more adult, so they're early in the show away from little ears, so that's your warning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this morning, we're talking about a survey that has been done on Aussies about what excites us the most.
Right, yeah, okay.
You might think, ooh, getting all excited might be something a little bit adult.
Money?
Well, I mean, you could buy it with money.
Okay.
But it's not that.
Right, what is it?
Turns out, it's holidays.
Oh, that's nice.
57% of Aussies said that that was the number one thing that excited them the most.
That's not dirty.
No, it's not.
Right.
The fact that it beat the deed.
Oh.
The dirty deed.
Because that is exciting as well.
It is exciting, but not nearly as exciting as a holiday, apparently.
Do you know the percentage of how exciting the deed is? What is it?
25%.
Okay.
That's less than half of what the holiday
was. That is a quarter, exactly, of all the people that
were
questioned.
It's less than half of the people that were excited by a holiday.
And so a quarter of the people in Australia who
are like,
surveyed.
Oh, yeah, that'd be my number one go-to.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Also, exercising, no surprises here, came out at 7%.
Why is it even on there?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, a big night out came in at 6%.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, the boys. But also, why is a big night out below exercising?
Yeah, I don't know. That's freaks out there, you know?
That's a little bit weird.
Yeah, that is a bit strange.
I mean, we all, you know, we like to feel good about going to the gym.
Or maybe some people were getting confused and they thought that exercise was the same as the deed. Or
and
a big night out. They're all just getting their options confused.
Apparently, among the higher-aged Australians, that's where the holidays really spike up. 64% of Aussies if you're 55 and over.
That's probably where they're doing the deed.
No.
Unless you're in Bali.
They're not about the deed at all.
No, but on their holiday, they could be doing the deed.
Oh, true.
They're putting two and two together.
Yeah, killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the age group that was the most interested in the deed, 45 to 54.
Oh, Not what I would have expected.
Yeah, it's also like what I... That's the one that I don't want to hear about.
How
like,
old are your parents?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Don't even survey those people.
They don't do that.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't know. I was immaculate conception. But quickly, the states that were the most excited.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. South Australia,
yeah.
28%. And Western Australia in at 27%. We're the top two that are the most excited by the deed. New South
makes
Wales
sense.
And Victoria, not interested.
Yeah, makes sense.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. There's more to do, I guess.
Yeah, there's more to do. Whereas over here, we're just like, oh, God, I'm living rurally as well. You know, I've already seen my friends and gotten a coffee today. Let's do the deed.
What do you reckon?
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian. Probably.
An unfinished projects.
Yeah, we're talking about those things in your house that maybe started a few years ago. You had big dreams and there's still just wood and bricks sitting there because you haven't finished it, or even just not fixing the toilet roll in your bathroom.
Yeah, because the block on Channel 9,
mm-hmm.
they run out of cash.
They run out of cash. So if those teams do not finish their rooms, it's just going to be an unfinished apartment.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure there's lots of these around WA. So we put the call out on 13, 12, 16. Now, Kevin from Katani, you got an unfinished project around your house, mate?
Well, I've got three, the biggest being the house.
Okay.
The second biggest being a mobile food van, and the third being a four-wheel drive ute that we want to have go camping in.
Okay.
But the biggest project
you've
is the house.
You've got it all happening. So with the house, you've got a roof over your head, right?
Yes, yes, yes. It's a 60-year-old asbestos wooden frame house.
Okay, yeah.
Around a bit.
Yeah.
And yeah,
so
I find that program is very, very unrealistic to the DIY person.
Mm.
And it started off in the very beginning, if you remember, and it was fair to us DIYs. But now it's just got in. I mean, basically, they sit back and do some creamy things, and that's about it. You know?
Yeah, not like you, mate. You got three different projects.
Yeah, you're doing
it
all yourself.
Two cars, actually, and a house, and you're fighting with asbestos.
Yes.
Mate, thank you so much for the call this morning.
Yeah, keep up the good work. I love listening to you guys in the morning.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
See ya. Bye.
All righty. Let's go to Renee from Northam. Renee, you got an unfinished project around the house?
Yeah, my partner and I took some holidays and did a full renovation on our toilet, bathroom and laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Gutted everything, beautiful new tiling, all new fittings, but we never organised a shower screen.
Okay.
So we can't...
Oh, you're cutting out a bit, but
I think
you
need
just...
to renovate your phone line as well.
Do you just have water spraying all over your bathroom then?
No, we got a shower curtain from Bunnings
mm-hmm.
and attached it with little plastic clips to the side walls. But it was falling in on us, so we tied a shoelace to the ceiling, like with another clip, and tied it up.
Do you ever have guests over? Has anyone else ever used your shower apart from you two?
No, but they've seen it, and we just said, don't even ask.
Yeah, don't even ask. We'll get to it. Okay, we'll get to it.
It has reminded me, though, so I should get a quote on that.
13, 12, 16, if you can give Renee a quote.
Glad we could help Renee.
You guys ready?
You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
We got Sam from Albany on the phone. Who would you like to take on this morning?
You, Jesse.
Okay.
Everyone has versed you this week,
I don't
mate.
Think you've had one crack at it this week,
I have Janos. Not, and I think it's because maybe people don't like me, but maybe people think you're stupid. So that I'll stick with that one.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, let's kick this off with a true or false. So you've got a 50-50. Remember to buzz in with your name when you're ready. Okay.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber is dropping a brand new song today featuring country music act Dan and Shay. Sam, what do you reckon?
I'll say true.
It is true. Good job. So it's featuring the country music act Dan and Shay. Keen to hear that one. It's Friday. New Music Friday.
Okay.
All right, number two is a multiple choice. When some space debris from NASA's Skylab crashed into a WA town, its council charged NASA $400 for littering. Which WA town was it?
Oh.
Was it A, Northam, B, Esperance, or C, Kalgoorlie?
B. Oh, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Which one did you say?
I'll go B.
Good job. It was B. It was Esperance. And then little fact, NASA hasn't paid yet.
Oh.
You'd think that they would have $400 to spare, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, especially considering the exchange rate at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, right, no, exactly. Okay, number three.
Okay, I haven't got on the board here. Yeah, I need to get in the game here.
And if not, Sam's won this if she gets this one. All right.
Towed me up for a Friday.
Number three. Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which Disney film is set to have a sequel soon?
Oh.
I'm going to give you guys five more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Alrighty, guys. Oh. It was Moana.
Oh.
Moana? Moana?
I'm so glad that you didn't know the answer.
I haven't seen it, you know, so I wouldn't have known that either. I would have said, I don't know what else he's in, really.
Yeah,
you know?
I was like, Fast and the Furious? That's not Disney.
Yeah. Alright, number four is a true or false. Australia will verse Italy in the Rugby World Cup on Saturday.
Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
False.
Good job. It is false. They will verse Uruguay.
Uruguay.
So, number five. We've got two for Sam, one for Jesse so far.
Okay, come number on. Five, I can tie it up here.
Number five is a multiple choice. How many days away is R&B Fridays Live 2019? Is it A, 34 days, B, 64 days, C, 94 days?
Sam.
Sam, what is that?
'B.
Oh, it's not B.
Oh,
so it's not 64. Jesse, is it 34 days away or 94 days away?
34.
It is 34, which means we've tied it up. Grab me one of those tiebreakers. It is currently 2-2. This is the decider, people. Get excited. Sorry,
it'd be so awkward if I didn't know how far away that was because we've been saying it on air for so long.
You should know. Oh, gosh. Alrighty. By the way, giving out tickets for that next week. All right. This is the tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go.
Who has won more Grammys? Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake?
Jesse.
Sam.
Jesse, that was you, but what do you reckon?
Justin Timberlake?
No.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my gosh. So
I've handed you the win.
So, Sam, who do you reckon it is?
Justin Bieber.
Oh!
Oh my God. The option was Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake. All right, it's okay. I'm grabbing
okay, we'll get one more tiebreaker. One more.
Oh, I love when this goes for so long that the music stops. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Sam, I love you. You've given me an opportunity.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
Which is larger, 6 times 8 or 9 times 5?
Sam. Oh.
Sam, which one?
6 times 8.
Good job. You've just won it. You've won yourself $100 as
Congratulations.
Well.
Nice.
Oh, gosh. And you deserve that.
What a ding-dong battle that was. Good on you, Sam.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
That one is back again on Monday, all thanks to Optus. You can make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile. But because it is R&B Fridays, up next, Shanos, you and I need to do some battle.
You've got another competition coming.
Of the rap variety. We'll do it next.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Shan catch-up on Hit FM.
Time to do battle, Shanos.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
As is tradition, every R&B Friday we do the world's worst rap battle.
It is the world's worst, isn't it?
And I am the current reigning champion. Our judge this morning, if you please, Shan.
So this is Sophie from Dunsborough. And just before we start, I just want to say, from the weeks that I've been here doing the rap battle with you, it's gone, you won, I won, you won. So surely to keep the pattern going, it should be me today.
You don't listen to her, Sophie.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Sophie's like, well, now I'm under pressure. Thanks.
Now, all you have to do, Sophie, is be as judgy as you possibly can. The criteria is completely up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't bring a high standard, so that's... Standards are really irrelevant on this show.
All right, so who's going to go first?
Well, I am reigning champ.
Yes, you are.
But you traditionally choose.
Okay.
So who would you like to go first?
I want you to go first because I love what you're doing here. You're actually repeating the one that you messed up the other week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I really screwed up all night by Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
And I want to have another bite of the cherry.
Yeah, okay.
So... everybody outside, when I pull up outside, all night, no. Everybody on a high five, everyone smile, everyone want to lie, that's nice, no. Oh, now you want to chill. Oh, now you want to build. Oh, now you got the bill. That's cool, though. Oh, now you need the gas. Oh, now you want to laugh. Oh, now you need a cab. That's true, though. All you do is talk. I ain't got to say. Can't no one get in my car. I don't even valet. Long discussions? Oh, you my cousin? No, you wasn't. You just want to ride. You just want to talk about politics, Chicago rocket ships. Shut up.
God damn, so hope.
Oh! Woo! I'm so happy for you. That was good.
I only just managed to hold on to that.
Oh, my God. I think that was great because there were swear words in there which you didn't say. And sometimes when you're rapping, they just come out.
My heart is a million miles an hour
at the
moment.
Why am I still nervous? Okay, Sophie from Dunsborough, what do you reckon?
Wow, that was a real step up from last week. I loved that.
Thank you.
I loved that.
Oh, God, at the start there, I was like, oh, God, is he? And you
Yeah,
killed.
I freaked out.
You nailed it, okay.
Pressure.
Well, okay. Once again, mine is much easier than yours. I feel like I'm choosing slow rap songs.
Okay, all
It's
right.
not intentional. Hold on, let me have a sip of water.
Oh, she's got to hydrate. You got to stay hydrated.
Okay, I haven't practiced this yet. Okay.
Well, we about to find out.
Okay, wait, let me chuck my sunnies on.
Oh, she's got to get cool too.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. I can really use a wish right now,
wish right now, wish right now. Yeah. I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time when you fade to the blackness and when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but then people never call you back.
Oh.
Well, that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I'll switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Whoa!
Shooting stars.
Damn!
Oh, what a song. What a throwback. I think that's 2010, I want to say.
That was wild.
Oh my God, thanks. I feel really cool. Sophie, how did I do?
What a throwback. You actually did great. There were some really big words in there. Surprised me.
Pandemonium. That word. Yeah, that one got me.
All right, Sophie, it has come to that time where you need to make the call. Who are you going to give it to?
I'm giving this one to Shana.
Oh my God, I thought you had it in the bag.
Oh, it continues. Ding-dong battle between you and I.
I know, which means next week is your week, so...
Well, that's not what we're doing here. We got to battle, you know. We're not giving...
I know, but I like it this way. Like, you get a bit, I get a bit. It's nice. My
Sophie,
heart's warm.
Thanks for your judginess this morning. You're very judgy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll wait for next week.
Best judge ever.
Busselton Central Shopping Centre, an exciting place for the whole family to shop.
Janos, a massive announcement from a very big company today, and I think it's a really great cause. TripAdvisor has announced that they are not going to be putting tickets or helping people, direct people towards any businesses that are exploiting, in particular, here's a good word for you, cetaceans.
So dolphins and whales and turtles, sea animals. So they're ending their relationship with SeaWorld, essentially. Not going to make any profit from SeaWorld sales.
Yeah, now I'm sure I mispronounced that word, but it's all good because we've got someone on the phone who knows a little bit more about it. Ben Pearson, who is the Senior Campaign Manager for World Animal Protection. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Good news from TripAdvisor, mate.
Yeah, really, really good. We're so happy to hear that. Good on them for standing up and showing a bit of leadership on this one. You know, there are just so many dolphins around the world kept in these tiny little chlorinated tanks, and it's just extremely cruel. And so companies like TripAdvisor that are calling that out and saying we don't want to be associated with that cruelty is just really, really helpful. So what we're hoping for now is that Australian travel companies who continue to sell tickets to SeaWorld are actually going to step up as well and stop doing that.
And what do you see for the future of these places like SeaWorld that are really committing acts of animal cruelty? How long do you reckon these places will be around for?
We don't think the business model is very viable. You know, there are only two venues in Australia, and the other one's at Coffs Harbour. And the guy who runs the one at Coffs Harbour is pretty open. He says publicly, look, people don't want to come and see this stuff anymore. So they're on the way out. The problem at SeaWorld is that SeaWorld continues to reserve the right to breed dolphins. So, you know, they're saying, look, we'll keep breeding dolphins. And something people don't know is that dolphins live for 50 years in captivity. 50 years in that little tank. So what we need SeaWorld to do is say, all right, we're going to stop breeding dolphins, we're going to stop making them perform for visitors and be touched by visitors, and we're going to start establishing a sea sanctuary. And that's one of the things that TripAdvisor is also pushing now, which is a really good move. So get a sea sanctuary, get some space for these animals, and at least let them live out their lives in a more natural environment.
Yeah, because I was going to say, what happens with those dolphins that have been bred, like, say, 10 years ago, still got 40 years to go? What do you do? You can't really put them into the wild, can you?
No, you can't. That's the problem. And they're captive-born animals. They wouldn't know what to do. They'd probably just starve to death or get hit by a boat. And that's part of the cruelty, quite frankly. So what you can do is just give them the best life possible. And that means instead of being, you know, performing tricks and engaging in sort of, you know, those kind of shows, which frankly are demeaning apart from anything else, just find the biggest sea sanctuary we can, stick them in there, and you know, like I said, let them live out their life in the best conditions possible. But critically, stop breeding them. Because as I say, you breed a dolphin today in SeaWorld, that animal will live for 50 years.
Well, thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks for having me on.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.